The Gemara tells us in Erevin, I believe Daf Mem, HaMavarach Sarach Sheyitom, the one who makes Kiddush is the one who's supposed to drink the wine. So L'chadchila, the best choice is the one who makes Kiddush should be drinking the requisite amount of wine. However, let's say for whatever reason you can't, you don't want to, you don't like it. So the next best thing is someone else in the crowd who's listening to Kiddush, they should drink a rovervi, they should drink the requisite amount. And if you can't find one person to drink the requisite amount, then we go with plan C, that shtiyas kulan mitstarfim, that if ever you give out a shot glass to everyone and you combine it all together, and they could equal the requisite amount. So choice number one is you drink the requisite amount. Plan B is that someone else drinks the requisite amount. And plan C is everyone together, shtiyas kulan mitstarfim. Okay. So that's Talacha Kiddush every Friday night. What about Kiddush Leil Pesach? Is it the same halacha? So, in fact, that's a Tosis in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. It says, Maishna Kiddush Leil Pesach mi Kiddush Kol Hashana. In other words, why should there be a difference between Kiddush the night of Pesach and Kiddush all week? This is like all week long we go ahead and we listen to the Kiddush and we don't necessarily have to drink Me'ikar Adin. So too, Leil Pesach as well. You let the Balabais make the Kiddush, the Brachas, and you just listen carefully and watch them drink. That's what Tosas suggests. And the Rambam clearly disagrees, even though the Tosas is Choser at the end, but the Rambam disagrees and says, no, there's a Chovas Shtiyas Arba Kosas, that it's different than, well, all week long it's enough, all year round it's enough to listen to the Kiddush, but when it comes to Leil Pesach, we have a Chovas Shtiya. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What's the issue between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos? Well, the Tosfos assumes that one person could cover it for everybody, and the Rambam holds no. So the Brisker Rav points out that the Tosis opinion, it's the classical bracha ala kos. It's like every Friday night we make a bracha ala kos, and this like shomei ka'one, you listen, you yotze, so too. We, instead of making one, I make four brachas at four different times in the Seder. They were koveya to make a bracha ala kos. So bracha ala kos shomei ka'one, and then you just watch me drink. So that's the shitas of Tosis. And the Rambam shitas, no, it's a chovas shtiyah. It's a shtiyas kos. And therefore, you have to drink a cup of wine. So we pass in Ruba Kukulo, so as long as you drink the requisite amount. But we'll see. So therefore, the Brisker Rav says the Machokas, the Rambam, and the Bali Tosfos is whether it's a Chovas Shtiya, the Rambam Shita, or according to the Tosis, is a kosher bracha. In fact, the Shita of the Svardim is that we make four brachas, we bin Ashkenaz, because it's a bracha or kosher. Four different parts of the Seder, we make Bor Pri Agafen. The Svardim make one and three, because that means din hefsek, you don't really need to. So, the halacha, we go with chumra. And we take the Chumra of Tosis and the Chumra of the Rambam. In other words, we Abnei Ashkenaz, make four brachas. We make a bracha four times, Boi Pri Agafen, during the Haggadah, the Leil Seder. And then as well, we paskin like the Rambam, it's not enough like all year round, we have to drink it. You have to drink a cup, and therefore, that's difference number two. Difference number two is that all year round you don't have to drink the cup. But on the night of Pesach, it's not enough just to listen to Kiddush, you have to drink. And in fact, the Briska Rav said, this machlokas Rambam and Tosis is consistent with another machlokas Rambam and Tosis in terms of how much does one have to drink? Well, Pesach. So the Tosis sheet is, it's the same as all year round. Rov Revius. And the Rambam might you need Rov Kos. What's the machlokas? So it's the same issue the Briska Rav says. The Tosis sheet is, the Chiyav is a Chiyav Bracha ala Kos. So if it's the same din as a Kosher Bracha like all year round, so I have the same drinking, Rov Revius. But according to the Rambam, it's a Chova Shtia, it's a Chova of drinking. If it's Chova of drinking, you have to drink a cup of wine. The Ruba Kakula, you just drink the majority instead of the whole. So therefore, that's how the Briska Rav explains. So we mentioned yesterday, the number one difference is all year round, we bring in Shabbos early and make Kiddush early. The Laila Pesach, we have to wait by Laila. We have to wait for the meal until nighttime. And the second one we said today is that who has to drink? Just the one making the Kiddush or everyone? So Tosis says, at least at one point, just the, like all year round, this one person drinks and you watch. And the Rambam says, no, everyone has to drink. The Briska Rav says the issue, whether it's a kosher bracha or kovashia, we go in both kumras. We make a bracha four times and we pass, and you have to drink. So all year round, it's enough for one person to drink. The night of Pesach, all have to drink. And the night of, all year round, it's enough to drink a row of Revius. But since it's a Chovash Tia style at Kosas, we paskin, you have to drink the whole cup, a Ruba Kakul, so at least drink, 51% in contrast to, in other words, the difference is, on Shabbos, on Friday night, if you have a 25-ounce cup, doesn't make a difference. You just have to drink whatever the requisite amount is. But if on, there is a Ramban about all year round, we don't pass the night, but that's why we pass the night on the night of Pesach. That's why it's important that you don't use a 25-ounce mug, because then you'd have to drink over 12 and a half ounces. So, yeah, but those are the three differences. Those are the two differences here. All year round, one person makes the Kiddush and one person has to drink. Everyone else could be Yotzi, Mishomeyako, and by Leil Pesach, everyone has to do, you can still listen to the Kosher Bracha and the Kiddush, but everyone has to do their own drinking. And all year round, on Friday night, you just have to drink a row of Revius, regardless of the size of the cup. When it comes to Leil Pesach, you got to drink a Kos, so you got to drink Rov Kos.